It was the eve of Hogmanay. It was winter, and it was the Sabbath, and Minnie Bruce had chilblains in her feet and chappit fingers. For by it was aye and white. When the first storms blew in over the hill of Ledrach, she hid in the pocket her squeal beets with hay to line and warm them. Mere hour she hadna telled her ma that her beets were leaking, because she liked her beets, and was feared that her ma would gar her wear an all pair till the weather cleared and yoch for the Bruces to win to the suitor hour at Dunracht to get her new ones. She had tried to warm her chilblains in the steen pig in her bed at night, but the heat got them dirl and itch aye the mair. In coarse weather like this, the feed men cleared the road so the milk cart could fecht its way through the drifts and mark the skitey journey 8 mile into the town to her grandad's dairy. Except it wasn't grandad's dairy on any mair, it was Grinny's, because grandad Bruce had died a puckle month ago and had flitted out to his house in Desloch Place to a lair in the nuke of the Macher Kirk. Minnie's folk had been over teen up, redding up her grandfather's affairs to worry their heeds with a sma meter of beets. It was over late now to tell her ma that her beets were leaking. Snaw had been dinging down in Blindrift for days. It would take hours to fecht through the fight sotter to the suitor. Ma would gie her short shift, only why it was our ain pride that caused the chilblains, she kent that. The chappit hands were down to pride in her. Twice a day, morning and night, Minnie was all on yoch new, at 12 year old, to help with the milking out in the dairy. 30 reed Ayrshire cows in the herd, and her favourite Jersey cow, Patty. Patty was the colour of Milton Toffee. Patty's thick, creamy milk it was that the Bruces used for their sales. The Ayrshire milk, though, was good enough for the Toonsers, for I wouldn't care on any better. Afore a cow was milked, you had to wash its teats in warm water, to dicht away on its scalps of sharner full stray, for the beasts were keep it in the byre a' winter, and muck it out with the byle as bare to his darg. But likewise, the warm water was to gar the cow think its coffee was suckling it, which sappy hate moo, so the cow would let doon its milk. Minnie's hands were steeped in the water 6 times morning and night, for she'd charge her 6 milking cows, a long business hand milking. It could take 20 minutes to strip a cow of milk, though they kent Minnie and trusted her, so it was quicker with her. Nor was there no eye out. The milk had to be stored in pails and cans and basins in the milk house afore Minnie washed her way through the snaw back to the farm house, usually without putting on her muckles and her hands, to collect her slate and piece and chalk, when it was a week day, for the sledge hurl o'er the parks to the squeal at Ledrach. At Colroggy Squeal, the bairns had been mocking slideys of sliddery ice and bigging snaw manies and hen snaw buffets among theirselves when the school was nae closed by the weather. Though Minnie wore her muckles to the squeal, the worst it was seen weedy and starving with the snaw, and by the time she came home through the parks, the woven fingers of them was pirled to ice, and the hands inside were choppet and hocket and stooning with sears and rognails. The day, though, she wouldn't be allowed to plaiter about in the snaw. It was the Sabbath, and Minnie's folk were rigging for the 4 mile hake to the kirk. Nae matter full course the weather, they mun mark the journey, for her father Matthew was presenter, and the folk couldna sing a note without him. Niece to the minister and the beadle, Minnie's da was the maist important buddy there. You strain he'd pulled Minnie's sledge to the smiddy ahen Prince the horse, so the smith could fit the muckle shelt with iron sheen, and sharpen them with spikes hammered in a elky hole to grip the ice and save the breed for skating. Minnie's da ain't 5 horse, a' with her ain wise and knitters, a' with her ain histories, Prince, Tibby, Faldy, Jimmy, Nancy, and her ain horse, Daisy. Da had gien her Daisy on her sack's birthday that ground together. When Daisy'd been all legs and lope, say had Minnie. She looed Daisy near as muckle she looed her da. Faith, she'd have been hard card to choose atween them if push come to shove. Minnie didn't care muckle for the smith. When he booed over Prince's hoof, she hated to watch him chopping in the nails, though she kent it didn't hurt. The smith's face lifted up with the fire when he blew the flames into a roaring low with the bellows. His physog was lined and sweaty, and black was seat and stew, like the deal might look if ever the deal stepped out of the pages of the Haley book. This morning her bedroom window up in the attic was glittery and white with frost. when he hated rising on frosty mornings, put in her hot days beneath the cosy sheets onto the steam car linoleum, rugging on her clays to stop her teeth for chittering, get an east again to the scrat of the rock knitted knickers that Ma had woven for her out of a hunk of grey oo, and seeing her breath hang afore her in white clouds. On second day, her snoot carried a permanent dreep, and her lugs were like twa pink shells that had been nipped by a lobster. She blew hard in the windy, but on just softened the frost inside them, the smast thoughty. Faith, there was even icicles hanging for the window frames, weens, the size of buttocks of broken spunks. She took her hard wee nails and rugged them down the ice, the ungartered shaft, and yoked to see out o'er the parks. Winter had thickened his grip through the night. He was awry, a king in his kingdom. Nae a breath of wind was steering out by. The ruts of the cattle court were smoothery with skiffins of snaw. The dry gerse, the colour of torn brown paper, poked through the snaw like horse hair through the holes in an old burst leather chair. Rose hips at the foot of the kale yard were red as the robin's breasty, and o'er the washing green the snaw had laid a soft white bowster that was criss-crossed with the merks of tuckety beets and the wee pronged tridents o' birdies' feet. Other by the gain in a nuke of the gerse was the prince of Benji's bars, and the yellow circle round the clay's pole for he'd paid when he left the house this morning, with Minnie's da, to check on the horse in the stable.